The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. You love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. I think you would agree with me that the Gospel sounds nice. Sounds nice, almost poetic, no? But I think that this is probably the most demanding biblical passage in the whole Bible. But you gotta read it. Sounds almost Shakespearean, very poetic, love, no? But very, very, very demanding. If you were zoning out when I was reading the Gospel, I hope you weren't, no? I'll just refresh what I said. Loving God with all your mind, your heart, your soul, and your strength. Easier said than done, huh? Easier said than done. So if you were to take this as the basic thrust of the rest of Lent and the rest of your life, and you really live this out, if I were a pope, when you die, I would canonize you. So I'm not going to be pope when you die, but if I were, no, I would be ready to canonize you if you really try to live this out. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give the secret to living this out. Are you listening? Are you? Okay, good. Hopefully you're listening, okay? So I'm going to give you the shortcut to living this out. And once I say this, hopefully you're never going to forget it. Shortcut is what you're doing right now. Is by participating fully, actively, and consciously, as Vatican II says, Sacrosanctum Concilium, fully, actively, consciously, in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. If you give me permission, I'll explain what I just said. Hopefully you give me permission. Okay? When you receive Holy Communion, you receive, as it says in Spanish, il Cristo total, the total Christ. You receive the whole Christ. So when I say the body of Christ and you say Amen, and you open up your mouth and you consume that host, then you receive the whole Christ. You receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity. So let's take that. Let's relate that to the Gospel. Let's make the connection between the Word of God and the Eucharist. So, Jesus said you have to love Him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. When you receive the Eucharist, look at this. Can you see it? To those who are on my left and your right, you can't see it, but I think you know what it is. That is an artistic depiction of one of the most famous apparitions in the history of the Catholic Church. In the 17th century, Jesus appeared to a saint. Her name was Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. He said, "Behold the heart that is loved so much and has received only indifference." So, Margaret Mary was looking at an apparition of Jesus Christ. How many of you in your homes have a painting or a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus? That comes from St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Now, there are different paintings, but it came from that. Which you have the heart actually outside the body. Whereas here, the Divine Mercy, you have the heart within. It's different. The heart is out. Jesus says, "Look at my heart. Behold the heart that is loved so much and received only indifference." So when you receive Holy Communion, you receive a heart transplant. Amen? Now I can use a literary term. It's not metaphorical. Metaphorical means when you use the word like, that's a metaphor. He is like this. That's a metaphor. But it's reality. It's real. So for you to love the way Jesus is demanding you love, you have to have the love that comes from God. The love that comes from the heart of Christ. The host is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Do you believe it? So loving Jesus with all of your heart. Communion. Let's move on to the next. You've got to love Him with all of your heart and mind. I write, one of the articles I wrote about 2 years ago is that when you receive Holy Communion, you receive the mind of Christ. Now, you never thought about that, did you? No, Father. I doubt you did. But you do receive the total Christ. You receive His mind, too. St. Paul says this, "Put on the mind of Christ." Then he says, "You have the mind of Christ." How do you interpret that? Put on the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. For me, that's Holy Communion. It's a command, the imperative. Put on the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. So if you want to have the mind of Christ, receive Christ in the Holy Communion. The mind of Christ. People say, "I've got problems with my memory. I can't understand." Ask the Lord to give you a new mind. People say, "Father Broom, you've got an incredible memory." I do, because I believe in the Eucharist. I believe in the Eucharist. I got the mind of Christ. So I can rely a lot upon my memory because I've got the mind and the memory of Christ. You believe it? Do you? Yes. How about the soul? Love God with all of your soul. Did you know that when you receive communion, you receive the soul of Christ? Any of you pray the prayer attributed to St. Ignatius, the Anima Christi? Body of Christ, save us. Soul of Christ, sanctify us. You receive the soul of Christ. Some of you have studied maybe basic philosophy. What are the faculties of the soul according to Aristotle and Aquinas? They are memory, understanding, and imagination, and the will. Those are the four faculties of the human soul. So by receiving the soul of Christ, you've got his memory. Memory. So you read something, it's there. Understanding. Penetrate the truth. Penetrate the truth. Imagination. How is your imagination? It's probably wild, huh? La loca de la casa, dice Santa Teresa de Ávila. La loca de la casa. St. Louis de Montfort says to Mary, ever read True Devotion? To check our wandering imagination. I love that, from True Devotion. To check our wandering imagination. What was the imagination of Christ? Focusing on God the Father is called the beatific vision. Jesus always had the beatific vision. He always had God the Father before his eyes. And finally, we want to love God with all of our strength. And be honest, don't get angry at me now, but do we love God with all of our strength? That chance. Maybe we love him 40% on a good day, maybe. Maybe 50%. But I don't think any of us could say that we love God with all of our strength. We don't. But if you receive the Eucharist, you receive the strength of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So hopefully you've understood my homily. My homily is related to loving God totally. How can we love God? Only with the love that comes from God Himself, which is present in the Eucharist. His body, blood, soul, and divinity. So I'm going to pray for you today. You pray for me. That we will really love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen.